This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemi. We are in Kalim, Perek of Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Today we'll do Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis, and maybe we'll do Mishnah Gimel. There's short Mishnahs. I think we could do it. We're going to try to do for Chav Beis, Aleph through Gimel, Kivo to Kibag. Yesterday, Rabbi Isai, we did Perek of Aleph, Mishnah Beis and Gimel. Let's go. Mishnah Beis. Discussing the different parts of the oil of the animals. So we say it like this. The Negev, the oil, which is the part that goes on top of the animal's necks. The Katrov, which is the crossbar, goes below the animal's necks. The Ayin is the piece of cloth that goes around the animal's neck to serve as a protectant, as a padding. Avois is a long beam that attaches the plow to the oil. Sounds like it's an extension of the oil itself. So those things, or even Mishas Malacha Tar, so it could be one of a couple scenarios. It could either that the blade of the Machresha was Tameh, and the Mishnah is telling you that those things are not considered attached, they're not Mekabel Tameh, they're not Mechubar LaTameh. Or you could have that a Tameh person touch one of these things, and you have to know each one of them if it's Mekabel Tameh or not, because a lot of them are probably Pshutei Kliyeitz. Then the Asr Machresha would not become Tameh. Different scenarios. Okay. So those are not considered attached, Rabbi Isai. So those are all parts of the ol. And the ol is not considered attached to the yosid shel machresha, the blade of the plow. Okay. However, shteik the mishneh becherev, the stick, the handle, that the farmer holds onto while he's plowing. What's the point of this handle? Doesn't say. I don't know. Keeps him steady. I wasn't sure if he walks or he comes along for the ride. I thought he comes along for the ride. I thought he stands on a little stand, and that gives extra weight to the blade and it gets you a better plow. No, that's how I thought it was. Okay, Beirich. What's the Beirich? That's the curved wooden piece. Fine, that's definitely part of the Yatsum. That one's easy. And the Yatsul helps you direct it. Tomei. Those things are considered attached to the Yatsum Shal Machresha. Ein Shal Mateches. This is a metal ring. This is what attaches your plow to your avois. L'chayayin. Two strong, straight, long pieces of wood at the front. It helps soften. It's like the pre-plowing. And orayoin. Orayoin. Is it's a piece of wood that breaks up the clumps. Tome. This is hard to understand. Orayon, okay, fine. L'chayayin. Why is l'chayayin considered attached? Why is it considered attached? I'm not really sure. Oh, here they sit at the bottom. Even though the l'chaim is not considered, it's not attached to the machresha, it's considered the oil, and the oil itself is not considered a chibur. However, the l'chaim is considered a chibur to the machresha, because it helps. Wow. This is b'chiddush. Because the l'chaim is attached to the oil, and the oil is attached to the machresha. And the oil is not considered attached to the machresha, but the l'chaim is considered attached to the machresha. It's because it helps in the actual plowing of the dirt. It's a chiddush. Yehuda mitayer b'lechayayim shenel el rabbis offer lechayayim. It's just to give you more dirt. You only need it for hard dirt, not for soft dirt. Mishnah Gimel Hanageya. When it touches the yad of the Megir. Now we're going to a saw, the two sides from this side. And that side is Tameh. If the blade is Tameh, the yadis are Tameh. If you touch the chut, if you touch the Meshicha, the rope that binds at the top, the Am, or the middle bar, sniffing some vertical poles that detach it. Ahai. Machbe shel charosh, the carpenter's press, kashtonis, is the, an owl, we call an awl, right? Tar. So what's going on over here? The saw, the two hands are tame, but all these other parts, chod, the meshicha, the amo, the sniffin, the machbish al charish, kashon sartar. Why? Because they come off, I guess. All these things come off. That's what they say. Why? These five things are not considered attached permanently. They are removable. They're not attached tightly. You the aimer. Even when it touches the frame of the big saw is tar. I don't know why the Chum would argue. Yeah, they say. Yeah. Disagree. Now, yeah, the Yeser and the Keshes. The Yeser is, which one is which? The Yeser is the string. The Keshes. This is the string, yeah. Keshes is the bow. Fine. Yeah. Even though it's metucha, it's tahar. Even though there's an arrow in it, and the arrow is tamei, and it's pulled back, tahar. It's not considered attached. And so to say, Eishas, the mole trap is tahira. Why? It's not a din kli. Why not? It's sort of a kli. There's an arrow in it. Even if the chetz, the actual arrow, is mekabel tumah, it's metal, but they used to take it off sometimes. It's not considered attached. Huda says, but if it's ready to go, it's, what do you call it? It's cocked and ready, then it's considered a chibur. Mashinkin, like a human arrows, they are constantly, they're not, they just pull it back for a second, so it's different. Okay. Chof Bez Aleph. All right, a shulchan is mekabel tumah. Even though shulchan is a pshuti kli, because a shulchan is meshamish adam, meshamish adam. Vadolfiki, I'm sorry, is a table that's used to put your food to serve from, like a buffet haza. You don't actually eat on it. Hai shenifchatu, it broke. You have now less area that's usable. Shchif and b'shai, you covered it in marble. Ahai. Marble is not mekabel tumah. V'shir ben, but you have left over. A place where it's not broken, a place that's not covered in marble. Mokoy manochas ekoises, the places to put cups. Tmeyim, that's the minimal amount of place that you need. But if you don't have a place to put the cups, it's not royal malachas, it's because shivrei kalim, it's not mekabel tumah. Now, important to note, it's more from this Mishnah that the wooden table is batal to the shayish covering, which is not mekabel tumah. This goes against what we learn in many other Mishnayos, that we go by the ikar akli. So they say the difference is here it has a function. It's keeping the food from spoiling because it's marble. There, it was just decorative. Okay. Some of the gears are af. He needs to put also pieces of food. You need that also. Fine. We'll discuss exactly where Rabbi Yehuda was coming from. Okay. Mishnah Beis. Shulchan Shetlachas Meir Agalov. Tar, you lost one of its legs. It's tar. Back then, the Shulchan had three legs. You hear that? A tripod Shulchan. You lost one or two? One. Kolshkin, two. It's not Mekabel Tumah. Can you not? Nitl Shnia. Second leg. Tar. Shlitl Shlishis. The third leg is Tomei. Because now you could use it as just like a board, as like a tray. Sheach Shavalov. If you think that you're going to do that, call a kin yordan day to muslim and machshava. So you're going to use it for new usage. Only if you took off all three legs. Rabbi Yossi Omer ein tzorich machshava. You don't even need to think about it. It's the same usage to put food on it. It's considered a dain roi from lachta rishayna. It's mekabel tuma. Tanu Kama considers it a new usage if you need machshava. Vichin had delufki, the same things. Same things. Same machlokes. Tanakamo need machshava. Rabbi Yossi not. Mishnah Gemara Rabbi said, let's do one more. Saaf, so you have a bench. Nitol echad miroishav. You lost one end. You only have one leg left. You can't sit on it. So it's tar. Nitol Shane took off the second one. Tahar. You could think, oh, now you could just, you know, put it as is, but I just like a board on the ground. No. Can't sit on it. It's like you're sitting on the ground. However, says the Mishnah, you have a tevach, you have a tide of a tevach, it's still tummy. Because you could sit on it if it's a tevach. Less than tevach, you wouldn't sit on it. It's pretty low, a tevach. I saw people in Tisha B'Av. Tevach? I guess some people are cushions over tevach. Yeah. I guess. Shrafraf. What's a shrafraf? Small bench, use it for a footrest. We've been kabbal Tumas Medrash, big discussion, why is Tumas Medrash? I just put your feet on it, you don't put a rave gof. But says the Mishnah Nitl Echem Mirajav Tamei. Why? You could use it even though it's slanted. Why is that? Why is that? Why could you use a footstool that's slanted? I don't know. You know why, Mr. T?
You don't say?
It just says it's Tilroy. Okay. Chinakise shlofne katedra. The chair that acts as a step to get up to the katedra. You still could use it. The katedra is a woman's chair that we use when she traveled on a wagon or on a camel. The katedra. It's mentioned a couple of places in Shas. That's all for today, Rabbi. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.